Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Good Luck India Limited Q2 FY26 post-earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Pandit from Captify Consulting. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the Q2 and H1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Good Luck India Limited. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Mahesh Chand Garg, Chairman. Along with him, we also have Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, Chief Financial Officer, on the call. I would now hand over the floor to Mr. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director. Over to you, sir.
Thank you for joining us today. I would like to begin by sharing our perspective on the broader macro and micro front and industry environment that has shaped the quarter gone by. The second quarter of FY26 has been one of the very challenging periods for steel and engineering industry in the recent years on three critical fronts: demand, pricing, and operations. The industry has faced considerable headwinds. Domestic steel prices in India fell to a five-year low by October 25, with hot-rolled coil prices ranging from $47-$48 per ton, nearly 7% down lower than April high. A decline came amidst rising imports, mainly from China, and continued expansion in domestic production. The resulting inventory buildup, weak export, and muted consumption forced steel makers to reduce prices to clear stock and sustain throughput. Even as the demand from infrastructure and construction industry remained steady but moderate, adding to these external pressures, the quarter saw an unusually prolonged and heavy monsoon and early monsoon that disrupted project execution across many sectors. While the government capital expenditure program remains robust on paper, we have not yet seen a significant materialization of this spending translating into enhanced steel demand on the ground. We do, however, expect the momentum to pick up in the coming quarter as the project execution gets placed post-monsoon. On the global front also, the environment remains complex. Geopolitical tensions continue to influence trade flows from the prolonged Russia-Ukraine conflict and tariff war all over the world. The Trump administration in the United States' parallel trade policy discussion between India and EU. EU is one of the very important trading partners. U.S. and the U.S. are shaping the sentiment and long-term opportunity for Indian exporters. Amid these headwinds, Good Luck India has shown a resilient business model and focus despite the tough macro backdrop. We have delivered healthy operational performance, EBITDA margin improving by around 2.2 points year-on-year, and volume growing close to 10% in Q2 and H1 basis. This highlights the company's ability to sustain momentum through efficiency and innovation. Looking ahead, we continue to deepen our presence in high-value engineering and defense manufacturing. Our subsidiary, Good Luck Defense, has commenced production on 155mm artillery shells, making an important milestone in continuing India's defense self-reliance ambition. Plans are already underway to enhance capacity from current 1.5 lakh to 4 lakh tons. Because of continuous inquiries and demand, visibility for this item. In summary, while the near-term environment remains uncertain, the company's focus on value-added segments and operational excellence and defending its position, Good Luck India strongly for the next phase of growth. In conclusion, I want to extend my heartfelt sincerity to our stakeholders for their trust and encouragement. We will continue our journey toward a sustainable growth and innovation in the times ahead. Thank you once again. I will hand over now to Mr. Ram Agarwal, CEO, to brief you further.
Good day, everybody. This is Ram Agarwal. Thank you for joining us today. Following the chairman's remarks, I would like to share our strategic perspective and outlook as we move ahead in this exciting phase of transformation, not just for Good Luck India, but for the industries and the nation we proudly serve. The world today is undergoing a fundamental shift, moving decisively towards energy security and defense self-reliance, the two basic pillars that define the stability and progress of any nation. On one hand, renewable energy is rapidly replacing fossil fuels. Global commitments under COP mandate, achieving net zero carbon emission by 2050, and India is working relentlessly towards this goal. At Good Luck, we are fully aligned with this transition. We are augmenting our capacity for solar support structure, including tracker tubes and systems, to cater to both domestic and export markets. These investments are not just about capacity, but capability, ensuring that we are part of the green energy revolution. Over the coming year, we are targeting a revenue contribution of ₹500 to 600 crores from this segment alone. On the defense front, the world today is witnessing significant geopolitical realignment. Economic and strategic boundaries are being redrawn, and every nation is strengthening its defense preparedness. India's defense export market, which stood at rupees 23,000 crore last year, is projected to reach rupees 50,000 crore by 2030. European Union too has committed 2.5% of its GDP toward enhancing its defense capabilities. Clearly, the global demand for defense products and ammunition is poised for a massive surge over the next 4 to 5 years. Yes, Good Luck is also there. Good Luck is proud to shoulder this responsibility for our nation. With the commissioning of our artillery shell manufacturing plant of 150,000 shells per annum, we have taken a major step towards. We plan to expand this capacity to 4 lakh shells within the next year. Alongside, we are establishing new machining centers to leverage our strong engineering and technical capabilities in manufacturing critical components for missile and aerospace application. These initiatives will significantly strengthen our presence in India's defense ecosystem and open new global opportunities. As you know, we continue to build on our growth trajectory. Our strategic partnership in Good Luck India Limited with BrahMos Aerospace Thiruvananthapuram Limited (BATL) and Axisgate Technology Limited on the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft program is another important milestone. We have filed an expression of interest for participation in MCA program, focusing on enhancing India's aerospace capabilities. In addition, we are proud to share that we have met our investment obligation under the UP Nivesh initiative, for which we had signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Uttar Pradesh. Another important area of our focus is our hydraulic tube segment. This plant, which commenced operation in January 2025, has been performing well, and once we achieve around 80% capacity utilization, there are plans to augment capacity by an additional 50,000 MT per annum. This expansion will allow us to serve a wider range of applications across construction equipment and automotive system. Infrastructure, it remains the backbone of India's growth journey, making life easy for its countrymen. To achieve our national objectives in energy and defense, we must continue to build a strong physical and digital foundation with roads, railways, power transmission and telecom network. The government's relentless focus in this area provides enormous opportunities, and luckily, Good Luck is actively catering to all the core segments. Recognizing the growth demand, our management is planning to scale up capacities further to ensure we can continue meeting customer requirements efficiently and competitively. At Good Luck, our focus remains clear. We are invested in sectors that will define India's future. Our strength lies in market and product reshuffling, which has always been our USP. This adaptability has helped us stay resilient even during periods of global volatility. When faced with tariff disruption, we pivot towards alternative markets and products that can be manufactured within our existing infrastructure, ensuring continuity and stability in growth. Growth may be limited by headwinds, but we are able to keep our heads above the water. We also recognize that our people are the real driving force behind this journey. Skill development, talent acquisition, and retention remain core priorities for us. As we modernize our infrastructure and expand into new product lines, we are continuously investing in our workforce to ensure that they are equipped with right technical and leadership capabilities. On the CSR front, we at Good Luck believe that growth must go hand in hand with social responsibility. Country has given us the opportunity to serve its people, and we are committed to give back meaningfully. Our initiatives, including supporting medical establishments, providing meals for underprivileged, supplying quota for animals, and offering educational assistance to bright students from economically weaker backgrounds to help them pursue higher education and build their career. We strongly believe that building a prosperous society is as important as building a successful company. To conclude, our company is one of the balanced growth, innovation and responsibility. We are building an organization that is not only financially strong, but also socially conscious and future ready. As we move forward, our focus on renewable energy, defense, infrastructure and advanced engineering will continue to drive value for our stakeholders. Thank you for your continued trust and support. Together we will make Good Luck a name synonymous with strength, sustainability and progress. Thank you. Now I hand over it to Mr. Sanjay Bansal, CFO.
Good morning everybody. At the outset, I, Sanjay Bansal, CFO, on behalf of Good Luck, welcome you all for joining us for the conference on performance of the company in quarter 2 and first half of financial year 2026. Regarding Q2 performance standalone, the sales was increased to Rs. 991.38 crores as against 976.21 crores during Q2 of previous year, registering a growth of about 2%. However, sales volume have increased by 9.5% during Q2 of the current fiscal as compared to previous year Q2. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 9.72% of sales at Rs. 96.10 crores as against 73.44 crores during Q2 of financial year 2025. The PAT before exceptional item net of tax stood at Rs. 41.30 crores, registering a growth of 19.43% on year-over-year basis. The performance of the company in H1 of current financial year 2026, the sales has been increased by 5%. EBITDA margin have improved to Rs. 191.88 crores with EBITDA margin at 9.72% of net sales as against 8% during H1 of financial year 25. However, PAT margins have been increased to Rs. 81.44 crores as against 82.54 crores during first half previous year. Earning per share has been at Rs. 11.95 per share in Q2 of current financial year as against 13.80 per share during Q2 of previous year. However, earning per share of the company in H1 of current fiscal year for standalone was at Rs. 24.57 per share. On financial front, our interest costs have marginally gone up due to increase in current assets during first half of current half year as compared to previous year end date. Also, employees and salary benefits have increased due to annual increments and new recruitment as compared to previous period. Thank you very much. Now we are open for Q&A.
Sure, thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. First question is from Agrim Kanugo from AK Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, management. I have a few questions. So the first question being, what is the revenue expectation for 2027 and patients as well?
The voice is not clear. Can you please see?
Hello. Am I audible now? Hello.
Yeah, please.
Sir, can you please give us the expectations for revenue and margin for the year 27?
For this year or for the next year?
For this year and 27, yeah. Next year and this year.
Okay. As we have already told that we are for a long-term growth of 15% to 20%. And in long term, we are going to maintain it. So the turnover of this year and the next year financial year should be in that line only.
Okay. And the margins?
Margins are nearly market forces. Margins are now, this quarter we have dropped 9.72%. And we hope margins to remain in the same space.
Okay. Same. And one more question regarding our new subsidiary. When will the operation begin?
Operation begin in October itself. October this year only.
Okay. And one final question, sir. Now that we have received the license for artillery shell, the recent one, what is the potential for revenue? Like, what kind of revenue are we expecting from that license?
This artillery shell division, we have established a division for 150,000 shells and we are augmenting its capacity to 4 lakh shells per annum. So the combined revenue should be in the range of 1,000 crores.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Deepak Pandey from Sagoon Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thanks for an opportunity. Sir, question is on the volume growth this quarter and are we seeing a improvement this quarter or there is more pain ahead in terms of exports and domestic demand?
Demand, as far as demand is concerned, H1 was definitely low, but H2 as usual also because it is a busy season. Demand is good. Demand, we are having good orders. And since this rains have withdrawn, now the project demand has also come. Government targets are to be completed in the last quarter. So H2 is likely to be, it should be a better one from this H1.
Got it. And sir, there were some debottlenecking plans that we had, to increase 50,000 tons capacity. Can you throw some light there? And under which vertical will it be, coming in?
Sir, the debottlenecking is a regular exercise which we have been taking. As far as you are talking of that 50,000 ton capacity, that we were talking about the hydraulic tubes. Hydraulic tubes plant we had commissioned in January, and it is likely that by this year end, by this financial year end, say March 26, it should ramp up to 70%, and we plan to raise the capacity to next level of 50,000 once it gets a 80% capacity utilization. And in the other units, this bottlenecking is a regular exercise. It is going on, which is increasing a bit quantity every quarter.
Got it. And sir, the expansion in the defense vertical and the AMCA project that we are, we are trying to build, is that something that is going to come under Good Luck India, or is it going to come under Good Luck Defense?
Sir, as far as this AMCA program, we have built under Good Luck India, and as far as that capacity augmentation of the shares, that is under Good Luck Defense and Aerospace, a subsidiary of the company.
Got it. And the funding part, 500 crores capex that we are trying to put in, can you give me the split between equity and debt for that?
So for that, we are planning the project should be almost 400 to 500 crores, and it will be a mix of debt and equity. Near the program, we will update you.
Okay. And what would be the peak capacity post that whole lakh shells defense vertical?
It should be almost 90%, 350,000 to 360,000 shares when the both the capacities are augmented.
Got it. And sir, on the hydraulics plant, I think you gave some comment, I missed that. What was the capacity utilization in Q3, given, it has almost 1 year since commercialization?
Sir, this has only been commissioned in January 2025, and due to this tariff and this geopolitical headwinds, we were expecting that the 70% capacity utilization must have come, but it has been delayed by a quarter, and we hope by March 26, we will be getting the production ramp up to 70%.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you. I'll join right back.
Thank you. Next question is from Moli Nilesh Gada from Equentis. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, just a question on lines the first one was asked. I wanted to ask how much revenue will be realizing from Good Luck Defense in this year FY26 and then subsequent year FY27.
Sorry, your voice is not clear. There is some astounding sound through your background.
Am I clear now?
Yes, please. Yes, now.
I was asking how much revenue are we expecting from Good Luck Defense in FY26 and FY27?
In FY26, we are expecting only 100 crore rupees revenue, and in the next year, we are expecting the full revenue from this capacity, which should be almost 300 crores.
Got it, sir. And will we plan to moving the AMCA program under Good Luck Defense anytime soon, or will it run parallelly in Good Luck India itself?
AMCA program is under, we have just given a EOI. So it depends on the government.
Yeah.
When they come out, to whom they will issue the RFQ. For that, a criteria is there in the tender. So we have to just wait when government gives it.
Yeah, but the larger question was, will it continue realizing the revenue in Good Luck India, or will it be Good Luck Defense?
It will be in Good Luck India.
Got it. And do we plan to, so currently we hold around 80% in Good Luck Defense, do we plan to completely acquire it going ahead?
No, it is a subsidy, 79% subsidy of Good Luck India itself today.
Yeah, so do we plan to acquire it completely, or will it be running as 79% subsidiary only?
No, we don't plan to acquire it fully. It should run as per the market forces.
Got it. And will we be spinning it off as IPO?
Pardon?
Will we be spinning it off as an IPO for Good Luck Defense?
It is under planning. We will let you know near the time.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. Thank you. I'll join back with you.
Thank you. Next question is from Himanshu Tugar from Stylus Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Well, the first is just a clarification of the previous comment you made. So when you mentioned 100 crores expected revenue from the Good Luck Defense business, that consists of based on total production for this year, which will be for the 4 months, or it is driven by delayed sales because you just got the approval?
No, this is what we have given the 100 crores. This is the sale what we will achieve in this from October to March, March 26th. And it is totally on the sale of the shelves.
Right. So broadly, what is the, if I think about this financial year, if you could just give us a number around what could be the capacity utilization for the hydraulic pipes capacity as well as the shell capacity, sir?
Hydraulic capacity this year by March 26, it should be 70%, and in shell capacity, it will be almost 30-35% capacity utilization, because it has only started in October.
So this will happen by the fourth quarter or by March, I mean, for the full year you are saying this number will be there. Just wanted to clarify on that. By March 2026, you will reach 70% utilization. Is that the right understanding?
Yes. Yes, your understanding is correct.
Okay, so currently it is much lower, but gradually you will scale it to, so you're expecting to gradually scale it to 70% by March. Currently, for say for this last quarter, sir, if you could just mention like what was the rough percentage of production?
It was almost 50%, and it will ramp up now in this third quarter and fourth quarter, and I hope that it will reach 70% by March 26.
Got it. Just a last point on this, sir. When you look at the realizations then, because if you think 50% utilization, I mean, volumes would have come for this CR coil, the hydraulic pipe, then we would have ideally expected a bump in the realizations as well. But currently we are not seeing much improvement in that. If you should just highlight what is like the differential pricing, or is there some benign environment right now?
Basically, you want to know that in hydraulic tubes, whatever capacity we have just trimmed up, in that the tension part. You want to know?
No. My question is around the realization for the hydraulic pipes and even the pipe segment in general.
Sir, I would like to add, I think there should be clear kind of understanding. Geopolitical tensions are easing.
Mm-hmm.
War is subsiding. There is an agreement between China and America. Construction activity will pick up. So construction industry all over the world will pick up. So we are expecting a good demand for our hydraulic tubing.
So this year realizations are lower than last year. I'm talking about price realizing, what you're realizing. Is that like significantly lower versus last year?
No, absolutely not. Price may not have improved, but definitely it was not lower. It is our very specialized product, and we had a good demand in spite of geopolitical tension for hydraulic tubing. We had no problem on demand, but demand was not as good as we had expected.
Understood. So you are saying the volumes are taking a hit, but the realization is largely the same versus the March 25 financial year. Is that right?
Margins will also improve. With the easing of the tension, margins will also improve, and the capacity utilization will also increase.
Got it. Just last question on the realization for the defense business. So this shelf, you just mentioned, 1,000 crores the total revenue that is possible. But with 1.5 lakh tons, won't that margin, like the overall the revenue amount of the turnover here will be much higher, or it will be around 1,000 crores only once you have stabilized?
So basically, with the first 150,000 shares, our peak revenue will be 300 crores, and the margins will be 30-35% EBITDA margins. With the augmentation of the capacity and reaching into 4 lakh shares and the other allied products, the peak turnover will be 1,000 crores, and EBITDA is likely to be 30-35%.
Okay, so that will happen after we add the additional capacity.
Yes, the addition of capacity will take almost 1 year from today, and after that, the augmented capacity will give us a turnover of 1,000 crores.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'll join back.
Thank you. Next question is from Shubham Upadhyay from Minerva Capital Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. So my question is regarding the shells only. So what is exactly the raw material which we are using for the shells, if you can disclose that?
It is the alloy steel only, which is available in India.
Okay, it's a commercial product, because I was reading upon raw material of shell casing, because I think the US Army uses some specialty steel called HF1. So is this steel which you are using, it's a
It is a specialty steel manufactured by prime producer in India, like Sunflag and JSW.
Okay, and if you can share the price range of this raw material?
Sorry, this is per kg basis. Which we would not like to share.
Okay. Thank you so much. That was my question. Thank you.
It being a defense item, we don't want to give much detail. We can't give much details on this issue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Sayam Shah from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The EBITDA margin...
Sayam, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we can barely hear you. If you're on a speaker or a hands-free, we request you to use the handset.
Okay. Hello, am I audible now?
Yes.
So the EBITDA margin this quarter, you know, we've already done 9% plus. We did the same last quarter as well. We used to... So the first question is, do we aim to close this year in the similar band?
Your voice is mixing, but we are not able to clearly hear you.
Just a second.
Margin.
Hello. Am I clearly audible now?
Now you are clear, please.
Yeah. So, sir, we already did 9% plus EBITDA margin in the last two quarters. Do we think we can close this year in the similar range?
Yes, we do hope so.
Okay, and sir, on the defense piece, you know, we used to guide for 20 to 25% EBITDA margin earlier. But to the last participant, you just commented it could be 30 to 35%. Sir, what has changed? Is this basis, you know, once you have started taking in the inquiries, is this what you are realizing?
Yes, this is what the market, this market is very dynamic. You know, because everywhere war is going on, demand and supply, it is a perfect match. So, but when we have started, then now we are hoping that the margin should be in the range of 30 to 35% EBITDA.
So, the inquiries that you are getting, that is in the same range as in 30 to 35%?
Yes.
Okay. So, on the capacity expansion, you know, when we put up the 150,000 shells capacity, we did some 200 to 210 crores or capex. You know, if we, which is, you know, around 14,000 rupees per shell. But this time, when we are expanding to 4 lakh shells capacity, for the incremental 250,000 shells, we are doing a 500 crore capex, which is around 20,000 rupees per shell. So why is this capex per shell has increased?
Basically, this is not only a capacity expansion in terms of shells only. Number one, I should clarify, we are investing before 400 to 500. Number two, this shell, it is a, there are three parts of this investment, augmentation of capacity. First, we are increasing capacity from 1.5 lakh to 2.5 to 4 lakhs. Number two, we are putting some ringolings and press, which will enable us to supply the outer parts of the missiles and some aerospace parts, which we have been doing on a shorter scale, on a lower scale in Good Luck India. But now we will be increasing its capacity and scale.
Okay, so this is not only...
You cannot compare from the last investment.
Got it. Understood. And sir, when do we expect this capacity to come on stream?
So we hope in next 1 year it should come.
Okay. And sir, if I take a overall view, you know, with the EBITDA margin in the defense piece now going up to 30 to 35%, Sir, is there a revised guidance or on the EBITDA margin band, you know, 3-4 years out, what we could do?
My thought process is that we will revise it near the time because we have just started it and we will be guiding you quarter by quarter, but definitely it is on the higher side. Whatever we had expected, margins are on the higher sides.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Shubham Kadi from 3A Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah,
sir. Most of my questions are actually answered. I just had one question regarding the debt level of the company. Right now, we stand at around 160 crores of debt, and we also plan on raising some amount of debt for the new investment. So, what can be the peak debt levels that the company will be comfortable with?
You see, debt level, long-term debt level is under control, and company will borrow another 50 to 100 crores for expansion plans. So that is comfortable position for the company.
Regarding the 500 crore expansion plan, you plan on borrowing 100 crores.
Sir, it is a mix of equity and debt. And we will let you know in the coming quarters what will be the loan portion. But as Mr. Bansal has said, we are at 160 today and we are comfortable with 300 to 350 crores long-term debt.
Okay, sir. That's all from my end, actually. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nishita Shanklesha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello. This is a follow-up question. So you mentioned that additional 250,000 of the capacity that will augment the total capacity to 4 lakh. From that, the shell capacity will increase from 1.5 lakh to 2.4 lakhs only. Is that correct?
No. Shell capacity at present is 1.5 lakh numbers. And it will be augmented further to 4 lakh shells. The total capacity will be 4 lakh shells per annum when this capacity is augmented.
Okay, but you mentioned that you will be adding, it won't be completely shell.
Can you speak loud, a bit loud?
Yes. You mentioned that it won't be completely 4 shells, right, to a previous participant?
Yes. Madam, it is what I wanted to say. This is a mixed capacity utilization. There are three parts what we are increasing in this second part of expansion. One is shell addition of 2.5 lakhs. Second is a ring rolling for the outer parts of the missiles. And third is some aerospace parts. So that capacity is not defined in terms of these numbers.
Okay, understood. So the shell addition will be 2.5 lakh only. The other number is not mentioned yet.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. My next question is that you mentioned that in FY26 also we'll be able to achieve a 15% growth. So that means that to achieve 50% growth, we need to do a turnover of around 4,500 crores. And for that in H2, we need to do around more than 400 crores of revenue.
Madam, basically what we are doing, we are aiming for that. A long-term aim is always based on the input or incoming of the orders and the market perception. Market perception is very good right now. Order incoming is very good. So that is our long-term guidance, what Mr. Garg has always given, that it should be 15%. A short-term impact may be there, but we hope in long-term we will achieve it.
Okay. Okay, understood. And you mentioned that we've started the commercial production for shell in October only. So do we have an order book for that already? And if you can mention what is the order book for that?
this product particularly pertains to defense, and their order book is not there. There always is a visibility. So we have a visibility of almost next 2 to 3 years. So sale is not a question because demand is outstripping the supply. So here demand is not important, order is not important. The only thing important, how much we can achieve, how fast we can ramp up our production, how fast we can put up our new capacity, because market is looking for it.
Okay, understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from Subhash B. from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay, so Eastbound, after the listing of the defense subsidiary that you have, would it still be under Good Luck India, or will it be a separate entity?
What thing?
I mean, after listing it as an ICO, right? Like after you make that as public, the defense and aerospace subsidiary, would it still be under Good Luck India?
Right now, it is a subsidiary of Good Luck India, and when IPO will be made, it will be a separate identity.
Oh, it will be separate. So the current shareholders will be rewarded with whatever the ratio the board decides at that time, right?
Definitely. Our current shareholders should always be rewarded.
Got it. Okay. And also, you said that the total revenue of the 4 lakh units of shell manufacturing, the revenue potential is 1,000 crore, right? So by when will you be able to achieve 1,000 crore revenue per annum? Is it in FY28 or?
It should be FY28. Because it will be established by March 27, and in the next year, from April 27 to March 28, it will be fully ramped up, and we hope 80% we should reach by that time.
Okay. And also you said there are two more things which is still not mentioned. Like apart from the 4 lakh units of shell manufacturing, you said outer part of missile is also manufactured. And also what is the another part that you mentioned? Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
So these are the rings, what we will be manufacturing. The more details, it will not be for the company interest to reveal more, but it will be the outer part and some more parts in the aerospace.
Aerospace, okay. And also since you are guiding 15 to 20% growth over year and year, until now we have seen only 4.3% growth compared to last year, half year, right? So would you still guide 15% growth by the end of FY26 compared to FY25?
Guidance is always a dynamic thing. As the steel prices have softened, so just Mr. Garg will clarify.
Guidance is a matter of confidence.
Okay.
We are confident we are going to achieve the growth. A quarter gone by, in my 40 years of industrial life, I have never seen a quarter gone by which had dampened the growth. In spite of the headwind blowing, we have been able to grow. I don't want to name anybody, but our growth has been fantastic. Our model is so resilient. We have been able to shift the products. We have been able to shift the market to achieve this growth. We are not worried and we are confident we will achieve the growth what we have aimed at.
Got it. So you still stick to the 15% to 20% growth for FY26.
Sorry. Yes,
okay, I think that's all I have. Thank you so much for answering all the questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Next question is from Ajit Sethi from ICO Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one clarification. The growth guidance which you had given for long term is 15%. So this is included defense revenue or it's only for standalone business?
Defense revenue, inclusive of defense revenue.
Including defense revenue. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Karthik from Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
I hope I'm audible.
Yeah.
Sir, thank you. Sir, just one question on the Artelys Shells business. Would your initial customers be entirely from India, or have you developed some international customers also?
Sir, it's a mix of domestic and international customers.
Aapke paas abhi jo orders hai, how much of that would be from domestic, sir, if I may ask? Munitions India, the
this I will not be able to, please don't mind, but I will not be able to reveal. It is not in the interest of the product. But we have sufficient orders. Don't worry for that. We have a visibility of next 2-3 years, and that is the only reason we are going for the capacity augmentation at this initial stage. You remember only one thing. Demand is outstripping the supply. World is short of. It is a scarce product right now. So don't worry for that.
And if I may extend my question, have any international customers audited your facilities and have you supplied samples? Can you clarify that at least?
Many have done. Many have done.
Okay. Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you. Next question is from Sanjay Mittal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving the opportunity. My only simple question as a shareholder is that, is there any concrete plan to unlock the shareholding value from the defense and energy business?
This defense business, we will bring an IPO at the appropriate time and we will inform you. We will update you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Chetan Dhruva, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So I had just one question. Based on all the things that you have guided for so far, the defense business percentage as a percentage of overall revenue will significantly increase over the next 3 years.
The voice is not clear, sir. The voice is not clear. Please.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm on the handset. Okay, so my question is, based on the guidance you are given, as a percentage of the overall revenue, the defense business revenue is going to increase significantly from the current levels. And the defense business is running at a margin of 30-35%. So can we expect a significant bump up in the overall EBITDA margin over 3 years, say by 300-400 bits? Is that directionally correct?
I hope so. You are very much correct. You are thinking on the correct lines. And what we have,
okay,
we have to keep our fingers crossed. I hope it will be done. What you believe, it will be achieved.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you. The best for the coming quarters.
Thank you. Next question is from Sayam Shah from Solidarity Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the follow-up opportunity. Sir, in the opening commentary, we guided for 500 to 600 crores of revenue coming from solar tracker tubes. Was that for FY26 or FY27? And what's the EBITDA margin on this product versus the legacy CR coils and tube segment that we have?
This segment, the solar segment, it is a rising sector and it commands a EBITDA of 7-8%. Right now we are running at almost 250 crores and we hope this year we will make a significant addition to this, and for 500 to 600 we hope by the next year we will achieve it.
Okay. And sir, you know, in the 4 lakh shells capacity expansion, you mentioned that there is some aerospace capacity for some aerospace parts as well. So does this pertain only to the AMCA program, or are there any other products that we plan to do as well?
It is not connected to AMCA program because that is a totally separate program. It is a general part of the aerospace business.
Sir, can you give some element on where are these products used in the aerospace plant, in the aerospace segment?
I can only share... I can only share the information that these products are being used by HAL, by DRDO, by Tata, by Godrej Aerospace, because these are the parts which cannot tell you in which program it will be used.
Okay, got it. And sir, on the defense piece, can you give some element on the net working capital days and the overall ROIC of the business?
Basically, this is almost 45 to 60 days is the cycle of capital in this aerospace, in this shell business. And what was your next question?
Sir, basis the new EBITDA margin that we are guiding for 30 to 35%, what could be the broad ROC profile in this business?
It should be always 20 to 25% plus.
Okay, got it.
In this particular business only, not the overall business.
Yes, got it. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Next question is from Ritesh Gandhi from Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I had a question with you regarding the unlocking of the in your defense business. Would the aim to be a demerger of the defense business, or would you look to IPO it? Because if you IPO it, typically you tend to have large holding company discounts which are ending up happening. So just wanted to understand the thought process of the management on IPO versus say a demerger.
The planning, what I have told earlier also, I am just clarifying it. As per the current thinking, we want to do an IPO for this, and as the business progresses, we will decide for the right time and inform you.
Okay. Sir, but just to add out here, typically speaking, if you look at any holding companies which this will end up doing, you tend to have large holding company discounts which can be as high as 50%. And given the promoter's holding is also in a good luck, just to and everyone is actually aligned, you know, actually the maximization of the value would happen for all shareholders through a demerger and not through an IPO, just in my humble opinion, but I leave that to your judgment. That's all from me. Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Morning, sir. My first question is regarding the defense business. As you say, for FY28, we are expecting about 1,000 CR from defense cell business. And how much we are expecting from missile and aerospace? How much your view on these two segments for after 28?
What we are expecting from the shell business, we are expecting almost 800 crores. And from this aerospace and allied business, we are expecting almost 200 crores. So the total will be 1,000.
So 8 plus 400 is 1,200 crores.
8 plus 2, sir. 800 for the shell business, 200 for the AOP.
Okay. And, sir, in missile business, if I'm right, we are looking at BrahMos, no? Or we are making for other also. Yeah, we are only for BrahMos.
Sir, let me clarify. In missile business, we'll be making components for missile. Not missile.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Component is a high yielding.
So whatever program comes, we will supply, because we are the part supplier only.
Okay. So for all missile, you can say, for any type of missile?
Any program.
Okay. And this is the same raw material, special or we are doing some titanium type work for this missile?
So it's a mix of elements because every product has a different combination, and we work in every kind of raw material, whether it is titanium or whether it is Inconel or SS or any type of carbon steel. Whatever material will be required, we are capable to handle, and we are already handling.
Okay, sir, it's a lot of different business. How much peak revenue we are expecting from missile and aerospace?
Sir, I have just told you that it should
be 200. In maximum 200 crore.
Revenue is 200 crore, sir, for a year. In a quarter, 50 crores almost.
Okay. No, I'm just asking the peak revenue from this year. Peak revenue 200 CR from missile and aerospace.
Yes. You are correct.
Okay. Right, sir. And sir, this one, sir, we are expecting nearby 500 to 600 revenue from green energy. Can you light on this for green energy 500 to 600?
Sir, this business, it is basically about the solar support structures. We are in this business for last 4-5 years. And we have made sufficient progress in that, and we are main supplier of the tracker tube in this. So this business, along with our current business, it will lead us to 500 to 600 crore in next one and a half year.
Agree, sir. So for FY27, we are expecting nearby 500 to 600 CR from this business.
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Right, sir. And the last, as you say, is a 15 to 20% growth for next 2-3 years. As you for long term growth, you say, when we add this one different business from FY28, the growth will suddenly jump, or this will maintain again 15 to 20% growth.
Well, that is basically I have just told. It is basically a long term guidance. And our long-term guidance is always based on the product demand, and it gives us ample confidence that what target we have given, we will achieve it, because we are in the very good product range. These products are very promising for the next 2-3 years, and it will lead us there. Not to worry.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Next question is from Deepak Pandey from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for an opportunity. Sir, there was an article that said we are also trying to bid for Ramjet 155mm munition. Any color on this will be helpful.
Pardon? I have not heard what you have told.
Sir, are we also trying to do something in the Ramjet 155mm munition, the advanced artillery shell?
Of course. I have not heard about it, sir, actually. What you are telling me, Ramjet, I have not heard about it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Subhash B. from Value Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity again. I was just confused with the question that I asked, the answer that I got with the answer that you gave for another investor about the IPO of the defense. Sorry to ask multiple times. You said that the IPO current plan is to list it as a separate entity being there will not be any demerger. Will it be still under Good Luck, is what you're saying?
What are you saying? I can just clarify. We will do an IPO at a later stage of this Good Luck Defense and Aerospace. That is currently in the management mind. However, whatever the suggestions are being given in this concall, our financial specialists, they will consider it. And if any change, we will update you.
Got it, right? So right now, you do not have plans to demerge, correct?
Yes.
Right. Oh, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Nishita Shanklesha from Sophia Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Again, just a clarification. So you mentioned that shell business at its peak utilization of 4 lakh artillery shells, that is 90%, can give us a turnover of 1,000 crores. And you also mentioned that will reach by FY28. Then you also mentioned that the shell business will give 800 crores of revenue only by FY28. So I'm a little confused. Shell business on itself at peak capacity will give 800 crores of revenue or 1,000 crores of revenue?
It will be 800 crores of revenue at the peak, shell business.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay. Thank you so much for this question.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for any closing comments.
We thank you everybody for participating in this con call. We are always available for you. We are working for our investors. Goodbye for the next con call.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Good Luck India Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.